From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
And we thank you for joining us this morning. It is Wednesday, April 17th.
So let's get started.
The recent uptick in the assaults on our staff is something I believe that we can handle internally.
They're treating it like a common business where you can make simple cuts or simple staffing cuts. But when you do this in public safety, it affects people's lives.
Cuts, consequences, and chaos. What's causing violence behind bars in the Bay?
To have a beautiful storefront or assets that help cultivate that brand, it's only going to uplift other people. I feel like this is a neighborhood that's the last of real San Francisco.
A new look for an old neighborhood and the hope for a Bay Area business bounce back. How designers hope tech opens a window to progress for struggling storefronts.
What Clay has meant to this franchise, as good as he still is, we desperately want him back.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys.
Obviously, we want Clay back.
And come on back, Clay. Is this the end of the big three together in Golden State? It's Wednesday, Warriors fans. Let's do this.
And good morning to you. I'm Reed Cowell.
I'm Gianna Franco. I wish we were starting this Wednesday with a Warriors win, but unfortunately, I'm not used to like the Warriors being done in April. What's happening?
Yes. It's not a good Wednesday if you're waking up a Warriors fan. It's not a good Wednesday if you're waking up as Klay Thompson because he didn't step up. And the question now is he stepping out of this Warriors uniform and going elsewhere? We'll discuss that a little bit later, but let's take a live look outside on this Wednesday morning. Some good news for those of you just waking up, and as you open the door and step outside, you're going to have a glorious day, right, Jessica?
Absolutely. It's stunning. It's dry. It's warm. And, you know, it's actually one of the warmest days that we've had so far this year. So take that for what it's worth. It is a great day to get out there and find a new activity outside. Maybe take the kids to the park this afternoon after work or school. High pressure is the reason why we're seeing this beautiful spring-like week for us here in the Bay. And winds are sweeping in from the north as that system is ridging its way close to our California coastline. What does that mean? Well, we're going to see light winds moving in from the north all throughout this afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds in the forecast for us today. Just around 10 a.m. all the way into our lunchtime forecast, winds remain light, a little bit breezier along the coast close to San Francisco. And speaking of San Francisco, we're sitting above average today. Not by much, but I think 8 degrees is worth noting, especially when you compare it to areas like San Jose, where they're hitting the 80s today, and we're only about 10 degrees off into the heart of San Francisco and all throughout the peninsula. So better yet, let's actually dive into that too. Taking a look at the whole Bay Area in total, we now know that it's going to be a mix of sun and clouds today, winds sweeping lightly in from the north, daytime highs well above average for this time of year as high pressure sits just offshore. And how long is this going to last? Well, luckily, we're going to see a repeat of this tomorrow. So if you enjoy the 80s down near San Jose or all the way up near Concord, you're going to see more of that heading into this afternoon and all throughout our forecast tomorrow, with a little bit of a cool down heading into this weekend and some changes late next week. I'll have more on that coming up in a bit. For now, over to you, G.
All right, Jess, thank you. Let's talk about the roadways right now. And we're starting to see that uptick on the traffic department because we're seeing more cars out there. Live look at the San Mateo Bridge. Westbound commuters, it's crowded. You've got about a 20-minute travel time between 880 and 101. And getting there a little slow southbound as you work your way out of Hayward down into Fremont. There's some brake lights there. South 680, if you're headed, say, out of Pleasanton down into Fremont, you've got a slow ride as well. So let's talk about the South Bay right now, though. Northbound 101, pockets of slowing coming away. Well, actually, well beyond that 280-680 connector now. If you're working your way near Oakland Road, it is slow. You've got a trouble spot on the right-hand side of the roadway, and even past that point, a few brake lights. So 280 is actually looking a little bit better. Just keep in mind, once you get through downtown San Jose on that northbound side, that's still a little slow. And if you're taking the Altamont this morning, westbound 205 getting onto 580, dipping down about 9 miles per hour, so a bit of a crawl. But once you're past Grant Line, it's actually pretty clear the rest of the way. Reed?
All right, new Bay Area protests over the war in Gaza, and this time Google employees arrested over a sit-in. This happened inside the boss's office in Sunnyvale. In fact, you see that video there. They wanted you to see it. They wanted the world to see it. They live-streamed the arrest as cops move in. The protesters have a problem with Google Cloud's Project Nimbus contract with the Israeli government. So what started outside did end up inside that CEO's office. That's trespassing, according to police who arrested the protesters. It happened in both Google offices in New York and California, so bi-coastal here. We reached out to Google, and from their perspective, the protests physically impeded other employees' work. They say that's a policy violation, so the protesting employees, they're now on leave. Their access to Google systems cut off. Well, the Google protest over Gaza followed what happened Monday morning. We all remember this. We made national news in the Bay Area, this traffic snarl. Protesters shut down the 880, the Golden Gate Bridge, for hours. Those protesters went to jail, but by this morning, more than two dozen are already out on bail. But before their release, dozens gathered outside San Francisco County Jail. So far, the 26 arrested have not been charged.
We are here demanding that no charges are filed and that everybody is immediately released.
What they're trying to charge them with, it is criminal to charge them.
So to be clear, none of the 26 arrested have been charged. DA Brooke Jenkins says she needs some more evidence.
We have to be able to attribute specific conduct to specific individuals. So what role they played, that they were, one, present, that they were participating, and that they weren't simply an onlooker who happened to move forward into a crowded area.
Jenkins, not the only Bay Area DA who's having to deal with this. As for the protesters who shut down 880 in Oakland, that is in the hands of Alameda County DA Pamela Price. We asked her, but so far, no answer back. An update now to the story of a body found at the Alameda Oakland Estuary several weeks ago in the East Bay. And there's some follow-up to this story. The San Pablo Police Department found that DNA evidence indeed matches that of a missing woman connected to a murder investigation. So let's go back in time here on this story. In September, 74-year-old Kay Tran was first reported missing by her son-in-law, seen here, 40-year-old Phuc Vo. He also reported his wife, Tho Lai, missing. And at the time, he told police that the last time he saw the women was after a family fight and that the women left in his wife's car, headed for L.A. But then get this. 2 months after telling police that story, cops spotted him driving the very vehicle he said the missing women had left to go to L.A. in. So that development got Vo arrested and facing two murder charges. So your update this morning, one body found, and now police search for the body of Vo's wife. To another high-profile case, the sister of the man accused of stabbing to death Cash App founder Bob Lee, also facing a judge today, an unrelated case. Ghazar Momeni, sister of Nima Momeni, answering to charges connected to a crash on Geary Street in November. You see video here. She's charged with driving under the influence of drugs and two counts of hit and run, and also possession of nitrous oxide, which is something used in doctor's offices to sedate people. This case is not, though, connected to the Bob Lee case. Well, looking live at the state capitol, see what you think about these moves in the body of legislators today. Sacramento lawmakers considering pumping the brake on driverless cars. So the basics of this bill would put more power in the hands of local leaders to make their own rules for autonomous cars in your communities. That includes the ability to just say no way and ban driverless cars. South Bay State Senator Dave Cortese sponsored the bill, and it looks like he's got the support of Oakland, San Francisco, and San Mateo counties. Okay, think of your alarm clock this morning and think about this. How would you feel about just ditching daylight saving time? Lawmakers are considering the clock at the Capitol this morning. If a bill passes, and if it does get to the desk of the governor, and if the governor signs it, so lots of ifs here, all of us would stay on standard time year-round. The bill's author argues stopping the clock changes would actually keep us on a time that's more aligned with our natural circadian rhythms.
Sign me up for that, Reed. Better sleep. Well, now taking a live look at Chase Center. You held out hope the Dubs would go on another run this year, but their season is officially over. Fans were at Thrive City last night to cheer on our Dubs in their play-in game with the Kings in Sacramento, and they left with disappointing looks on their faces.
Man, it's heartbreaking. You know, it broke my heart, you know. But, hey, it's still Dub Nation. Still Dub Nation for life. You already know I'll be here next season.
Second time in less than a year, the Warriors and Kings met in Sacramento at the Golden One Center in a win-or-go-home scenario, G.
Yeah, it was tough, but it was a much different story than last year's Game 7. Turnovers, well, they didn't help the Warriors from the start. De'Aaron Fox picks Andrew Wiggins' pocket and goes in for that easy slam right there. Sacramento led by as many as 16 in the first half. But, hey, Jonathan Kuminga got on a run in the second quarter. The Warriors finished the half on a 16-6 run and trailed just 54-50, and that was at the break.
Well, keep in mind, Steph Curry scored 50 in Game 7 in Sacramento last year. He had just 5 in the first half last night. But early third quarter, he did bury a 3 with Golden State down just 1. The Kings answered the run. Keon Ellis knocked down a triple. made it 74-62 midway through the third there. And Sacramento, they really started to pull away in the fourth, grabbing one of their 15 offensive rebounds. Domantas Sabonis threw it down. He pushed the lead to 17. And Gianna, what a disappointing night for Klay Thompson. Yeah. A little over 6 minutes left, and he missed a three. He was 0-for-10, and he went scoreless. And we're going to get back to him shortly. But Sacramento, they got their revenge from last year's postseason. They blow out Golden State. The final here, 118-94, and that is an end to your Warriors season.
It's raw right now, just sitting here, going to be figuring out if I want to watch the playoffs or not. On April 16th, like, this is not familiar, this is unfamiliar territory.
We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever.
Yeah, it's been a minute since Steph has been watching probably the playoffs from the couch. All right, well, now back to Klay Thompson. A lot of uncertainty about his future in Golden State this morning. And with his free agency looming, the Warriors are going to have to make a decision. It is a business, but his coaches and teammates are on his side. Coach Kerr said he means a lot to this franchise, and they need him back. Curry saying he can never see himself without Draymond Green and Thompson by his side. Green, with his 2 cents, saying he doesn't think Klay leaving would be the best scenario for the franchise. And I'm sure a lot of teammates, a lot of fans, the staff would all agree it would not be the same team without Klay Thompson, even with that rough game he had last night.
No, it's funny. We've had this discussion about Klay for years. Is he going to go? Is he going to be a star with another franchise? And he's always stayed put. And I think it is because of that big three. You look at the opportunity cost in life. I mean, we go through it in our profession as well. What is Klay's happiness? However, what's different this time around, as we mentioned, Steph Curry is going to be watching the playoffs from his couch. They're not used to this. So is this the end? I felt like Steve Kerr was about to give his resignation.
No.
Like, stop talking like this, Steve.
No, that's not going to happen. And I don't think any fan right now is ready for those three key players. I mean, if you have been a Warriors fan for years, it's been Draymond, Steph, and Klay. Those three guys are really what the Warriors are. And they are getting older, of course, but them being on that team as veterans are certainly going to kind of help up the next group of players to hopefully continue that, as I like to say, dynasty. Didn't quite look like it right now, but there's still the Dubs. We've got next season. We're going to reset, get back on track, and hopefully Klay will be a part of that.
Okay, so you think he's staying?
I hope so.
I think he's staying. All right, meanwhile, it's official. Kate Pei will lead the women's basketball program at Stanford. She follows in Tara Vanderveer's footsteps after the legendary coach announced last week that she was retiring. Pei is a former Cardinal herself. She even helped them win 2 of their 3 national championships. One as a player in 1992 and the other as an associate coach for the 2021 team. We're going to be there later this afternoon for her introductory press conference on campus.